Good afternoon. Welcome to Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. We begin with Crop Watch, made possible by Query Industries, O'Toole Seed, and by the good folks at Ag Country Farm Credit Services. And we're on day number one of Boots 2020. I'm on the road with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, taking a look at what's going on as far as the crop situation across the region. And our first stop of the day is in the Warren, Minnesota area. Joe Pierce is with us, and you got some good news. You got all your crops in the ground at this point.
Yeah, we did. We finished last night, the last soybean field, and it feels good to have it all in the ground.
It's got to. Now you go right into spraying, huh?
Yep, that's what we're doing today, getting the sprayers ready and time to start.
So tell me what crops you grow here and how did the spring go for you?
We got sugar beets, wheat, corn, and soybeans. It went okay. We started planting May 7th. And finished June 1st. The corn ground was a little tough. We combined 1,200 acres in March. And then the sugar beets we didn't dig last fall. That was a issue. But we got that dried out and got a little window here, and everything looks good. It's in.
So you're surprised how the corn ground turned out, considering the kind of harvest you had?
Yeah, we were a little concerned, and we'd never left corn before, but it worked out here in this area. Other parts, not so much.
Talk about spraying. What's the weed situation look like out there?
They're growing fast. 90 degrees yesterday, that pushes things along. So we'll be busy. Once we start spraying, it seems like you never stop.
We move now to CHS Ag Services. Ryan Anderson with us, general manager here. And Ryan, give us an update. What are you seeing as far as planting progress in this region?
Yeah, it feels like May was somewhat of a blur, but it was one heck of a month. We were really fortunate for most of our trade area. We needed a fairly dry month, and we were really fortunate to get that. So right now we're just, we're wrapping up seeding. I would say we're 90% plus done in most of our trade area, and we'll have spray season coming upon us here shortly.
So do you see any difference as far as acreage this year? Did we see particularly what happened with corn acres?
Yeah, corn acres are definitely down. It's probably, 50% or greater, which is expected. But, for us, we're just happy that we got the acres seeded. What we went through last fall, and, we had that snowstorm early April again, and to be sitting here, June 2nd and say we're 90-95% seeded, I don't know that we really care what the acre is. We're just happy that there's something in the ground and that these growers were able to accomplish it.
Is there much PP in the area?
Very little. Like I said, I think we'll be close to 95% seeded. Even the flood ground, we had that nasty flood, but it was an early flood. So we were going on a lot of that flood ground by May 20th, let's say. And again, extremely fortunate to not have any bad rain. We're one bad rainfall away from this being a train wreck, and we were just able to get by with minimal rainfall, and here we are.
We segue right into spraying season, as you mentioned. With this heat, these weeds are going to take off right away as well.
Yeah, we could probably use a little bit of rain in most of our trade area. It's crazy to say that after, asking for a dry May, but there's some crop that definitely got seeded into, dry on top, but pretty gummy underneath, and we need to close up some of those seed rows, and if we could get a half inch to an inch of rain, I think would do a lot of good before we start throwing some herbicides and insecticides on it. But I would say by end of the week, next week, there'll be a lot of small grains that get sprayed, and I know there's already been a lot of guys covering some sugar beet acres.
We move now to the North Dakota side of the border, over to Warsaw, and we're visiting with Tony Gaditis. And Tony, give us an update. How are you shaping up as far as getting seed in the ground?
Well, it's been a challenge from the start. We got started about May 2nd, which is probably an average start date for us. Started going with some sugar beets and some grain on the first fields, but it was slow. Fields came around pretty slow, probably only getting quarter here, quarter there. Some days waiting a day or two in between just for everything to kind of dry out. Had to massage a couple fields to get them to come around a little quicker than they probably should have. And we're just wrapping up today. So it's been about a month getting everything in, and it shouldn't take that long. And even considering we didn't have any major rain events, I think we've only had probably 70 hundredths of rain so far, which is probably one of the lowest amounts we've had in May. So we could use the rain. We're going to finish seeding today, and everything that's in looks pretty decent. The beet stand counts are good. The wheat's coming up, looks nice. We have some soybeans on the ground. They look good already, and edibles will be. They just got in this week. That's the last crop we plant. So looking at the forecast, looks like there's some rain coming here. Pretty hoping that stays true, and that'll make us look like we did a good job, you know, kind of fix all the problems we had out there.
Hear a few eels here. Yeah. Go right into spraying season here?
Yeah, we've already hit a few beet fields. Maybe some of the soybeans we no-tilled in. Obviously, without the tillage, there's some more weeds growing out there. But, yeah, we've already got Rex to go and spray the beet fields and just keep moving through. So we got two sprayers, ground rigs here. We get them going and spend the rest of the summer in the sprayer. So we could use the rain. We're going to finish seeding today, and everything that's in looks pretty decent. The beet stand counts are good. The wheat's coming up, looks nice. We have some soybeans on the ground. They look good already, and edibles will be. They just got in this week. That's the last crop we plant. So looking at the forecast, looks like there's some rain coming here. We're pretty hoping that stays true, and that'll make us look like we did a good job, you know, kind of fix all the problems we had out there.
That's Harvest Hotline, brought to you by Aquarii Industries, O'Toole Seed, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Once again, we're boots on the ground. I'm with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on as far as planting progress, PP, and much more over the next few days for the balance of this week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Don Wick.